Welcome to the podcast today, folks. I'm sitting here in my cave and absolutely horrified by just a number of things that I'm seeing going on in the world. One of the first things is unemployment claims. 3.2 million people filing brand new unemployment claims. That's frightening. That's just amazing to me. But let not your heart be troubled. So many things are going right in the world. There's a few things that are just like stupid human moments that I want to talk about today. And there's a couple of things that we just want to really address in terms of positive, absolutely amazing things that are going right with the world. Before we get into all of that, one of the first things I got to do is thank my sponsors. Couldn't do any of this without our sponsors. Sponsor for this show today is Anchor. This is absolutely one of the most amazing tools that you can possibly have if you've ever wanted to do a podcast, get in and try your hand at this sort of thing. Anchor is absolutely the best tool that you can have. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Now, let me explain. First and foremost, it's free. There are certain tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and like so many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything that you need to make a podcast. Now, one of the things you got to make sure is that you go to the download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now, again, that's anchor.fm to get started. So, back into the show. 3.2 million brand new unemployment claims. Now, one of the things you got to understand about statistics and things that you want to take into consideration, these are not just last week. These are people who were already starting to lose their jobs or see their hours cut as a result of just the whole beginnings of isolation, social distancing, people closing down different states. This is the highest number that we've ever seen here in the United States. And so this is just one of those that, you know, it begs the question, why would God let this happen? You know, I'm sitting here in the cave. I'm racking my brain. I'm just a lowly Sasquatch, you know. How do you let this sort of thing go on, and how do you, like, not be bothered about it? Well, one of the things that I wanted to, like, bring up is there's this, there's a quote. Yeah, he's an ancient Greek, kind of a famous philosopher, Epictetus. Freedom isn't secured by filling up on your heart's desire, but by removing your desire. Now, that may not make sense at first, but there's two ways to be healthy, wealthy, to feel real freedom. And the first thing you have to do in any of these things is to stop seeking them and instead really embrace what the Lord teaches us, which is to first be grateful for all the things that you do have, to be grateful for the pieces that you do have in your life that are working right. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for all the ways that she supports me. I'm grateful for the fact that I have a really cool community here in the Puget Sound where people are leaning out and reaching in and offering to help one another, to go shopping for one another. I mean, these are things that just most people don't even think of, and it just kind of blows people's minds in terms of just what they're willing to do to try to help people out. Now, one of the other pieces that just kind of blew me away was something that my wife shared with me that happened last night in London. I don't know if you've heard about this, but apparently in Seattle they did it as well. 8 o'clock every night, they are sitting there and just clapping for all of the healthcare workers who are making the sacrifices right now, who are working the extra hours, who are sitting and putting in all this extra time, and they are working with little to no help. And I can say that given how much I know about what's going on in the healthcare scene in terms of people not having enough PPE, people not having enough masks, gloves, the gowns, the whole nine yards. Part of the challenge right now is not that we might run out of these different types of ventilators, but the problem is really that they're going to run out of the supplies of all of the personal protective equipment that's needed in order to protect the staff from getting and carrying and getting this virus themselves. So that's like a huge part of the challenge. Now, I can be all doom and gloom about that all day long, but I really don't want to do that if I can help it. One of the things that's just funny to me is like just stupid human moments. Now, what do I mean by that? People in South Africa, so I don't know if you caught this story. This is one of those stories that showed up on my news feed. And I'll put some of these notes into the show notes, and you can see these links for yourself, because it's one of those things that, man, until you actually see this for yourself, you are just not going to believe it. So police in South Africa, they are charging two men with attempted murder for failing to self-isolate after they already knew that they were positive with the coronavirus. Now, that's just insane, but it gets worse. The New York Times has taken a totally different leap off the deep end of crazy, and they are trying to say that it's all the fault of the Christians. That's why we have the virus. They are blaming evangelical Christians for the coronavirus. I hate to break it to you, New York Times, but the virus doesn't care what faith you are. It's attacking Muslims. Although, wait, no, there's more. There is an imam over in Palestine who is sitting and saying that this virus is obviously a jihadi serving God, Allah, because he's saying that the virus is a soldier for Allah and that it will harm only the West and spare Palestinians and Muslims. Again, the virus doesn't care what religion you are. More stupid humans. Now, in London, they have had a problem for quite a while in terms of the amount of crime that's been going up. And that crime has been going up in just weird ways. One of them is that this past week, they've seen an uptick in thugs in the UK who were mugging nurses for their IDs just so they could get free food and drinks. I don't even know where to begin with that one. That's just straight up dumb. But it gets dumber. I got one individual, a social influencer. That term just scares the crap out of me. I don't know about you. 21-year-old Lars, who is a social influencer on Instagram, he has decided he's this guy out of Beverly Hills. He licked a toilet bowl as a part of a challenge in relation to the coronavirus. Okay. What kind of idiot do you have to be to A, stick your tongue on a toilet seat anyway, let alone try to link it to the coronavirus? Now, of course, he's turned up positive for the coronavirus. People who say that God doesn't have a sense of justice really just don't know God. Now, on top of that, there are other individuals. Someone didn't tell the mayor, and she's upset at President Trump. She is truly not happy because we had Fat Tuesday, which is all of Mardi Gras, big party. Everyone's excited, having a good time. She didn't shut it down. Now she's wondering why Louisiana is the new hub of all of these brand new crazy cases. Social distancing. How much were those beads really worth? I'm just saying. What's worse, there's even like individuals in Kentucky and Connecticut that are having what are called corona parties. Having a party, making out, having a good time with individuals that they already know are positive with corona, but they're going to go and kiss and hug and love on them anyway. You may not be old enough to know this. You may not remember it. Please go back. Double check me if you want to. There was a time period when HIV first came on the scene that there were individuals that are out there trying to party with individuals because they wanted HIV. They wanted to be branded with this virus. That is no less crazy than what this one is, where people are going out and trying to get branded with the coronavirus. Now, I don't know about you, but there's just something that's not sexy about an individual who is sitting there sniffing, coughing, running a fever, and barely able to breathe. I don't get that. Just does not make sense to me. Now, right up there with additional stupid humans. Someone explain politicians to me. because they just don't make sense. The whole idea first of $2 trillion worth of a quote-unquote aid package that by the time you add in all of the stuff from the Fed and the Treasury really adds up to over $6 trillion it's mind-blowing. This is debt that my great-great-great-grandchildren are going to try to have to pay off. But here we are, writing up and passing and even President Trump signing this quote-unquote stimulus package or aid package all in the name of coronavirus. And there's so much pork in this thing that it's not even funny. But then there's the Australian politicians. One in particular who decided to claim that the coronavirus is a feminist issue. You know, this is just one of those where, folks, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Now, there are even some Christians who they think that somehow this is all a sign of the apocalypse. This is a sign of end times. It's obvious that not a single one of them has ever read the Book of Revelations. In addition, you've got people who, you know, this guy out in Missouri, did anyone see this case? This guy goes out and he's licking products at Walmart. He ends up getting charged for making a terrorist threat. You've got the individual out in Pennsylvania. A supermarket had to destroy $35,000 worth of food after a woman went around intentionally coughing on all of it. This is crazy. But it goes right up there with one of the other things that, you know, just kind of comes to mind. That if you let people get you all riled up and get you all wound up and feed into this emotional monster, you're going to find that it's almost a disease in and of itself. It creates like this emotional overdrive where people just go and pull up all kinds of just crazy reactions and do all kinds of stupid things. They're not thinking rationally. Now, one of the things I want to take a moment just kind of clarify from the last podcast, I was talking about individuals out in the state of Nevada and this governor saying, no, you can't have hydroxychloroquine because I just think it's a bad idea. And now all of a sudden the governor up in Michigan's doing the same thing. Now, please hear me. Never do anything without a doctor's prescription. If your doctor thinks that you are at a risk high enough or are positive for corona and that this is the best solution for you, talk to your doctor, get the prescription. But both of these governors have both set it up in such a way that even your doctor can't prescribe it in order to treat you. So that is just craziness. Now, one of the things back when I was a young soldier, we had to deal with what we called just a level of tunnel vision. When we were doing urban training, so you go in and you learn how to clear rooms, you are absolutely trying to go in and take out the bad guys before they take you out, but you have to do this, you know, hallway by hallway, room by room, door by door. It's some of the scariest stuff that you can ever possibly do. But one of the challenges often is that as a soldier is, or a Navy SEAL or Special Forces guy or any of these operators, as they go into the door, if their eyeballs are down behind their gun sights, if they stay there too long, they forget to look up. They forget to take in the whole scene, and they may actually miss a bad guy because they were so focused on looking down their barrel the whole time. And that's what's happening right now. We got so many people who are just looking down that gun barrel of emotional overdrive that they're not thinking straight. They are stuck in a situation where it's like their amygdala is working for them and their reaction is either to do something really stupid or their reaction is to create what they think are solutions to a problem that doesn't even require what they're trying to put forward as a solution. So what I mean by look up, I mean, as a soldier is looking down the gun barrel, they have to pop their head up just a bit. Look around the room. Take in the big picture. As a leader, we should be doing this. Look at the big picture. Look at the entire situation before you do any kind of a reaction. Don't just go in and say, hey, I'm going to like take on this whole situation. I'm going to be the hero. When in fact, maybe it's the other guy's job. Maybe it's the other person who needs to be the hero. Maybe you're in deeper trouble than you think and you just need to take care of what's local. Now, one of the things that come from the Latin phrases that I often, you know, I'm kind of a John Wick fan, but at the same time, it's something that we learned a long time ago. Vinvis passam para bellum. Vinvis passam para bellum. If you want peace, prepare for war. Part of what's being revealed during this whole situation, and something that maybe everyone needs to hopefully take a big picture look at. What is the one good thing that could come out of all of this? I mean, there's a list of great things that could come out of this. The first and foremost is the fact that we have a whole country. Cities are absolutely reaching down and taking care of one another and are appreciating those individuals that are serving their country through healthcare. You know, they're having a clap fest, a huge standing ovation for everyone. People are starting to appreciate our first responders just a little bit more. That is always a good thing. At the same time, it reveals part of our problem. Part of our problem is we got so hung up in a just-in-time manufacturing model that no one stockpiled the things that you might need in a crisis to include each and every American family. So many families were already eyeballs deep in debt before even coming into this emergency. The fact that you would, as they're living paycheck to paycheck, take away that paycheck for any period of time because of shelter in place, because of asking them to, hey, you know, watch out for everyone. We can't have you at work. We need you to be social distancing. We need only essential people working. This hurts everyone, but it reveals that, gosh, when we come out of this, and we will come out of this. America is amazing. It comes out of every single crisis just right on top. We've had civil wars. We've gone through multiple world wars. We have faced some of the biggest isms out there, socialism, communism, Nazism. We have confronted it, and we have absolutely bashed it in the head, sent it packing, and overcome these challenges. And we can do so with this too. We do so from the standpoint of being able to say, hey, I need to plan a little bit better. Hey, I can't let myself get eyeballs deep in debt anymore. When we come out of this and this economy goes through a major boom, which it will do, it is going to happen. It's going to be amazing. We need to sit there and not rest on our laurels and not take it for granted. We need to assume that there could be another crisis somewhere down the line that we need to be ready for. God said when he put us on this planet that we need to be good stewards. And maybe that's the biggest lesson that needs to be learned. Not to mention just learning to be a little bit more grateful. Staying at home with three teenagers right now is actually not as bad as I thought it would be. I mean, I thought at first, you know, they'd drive me crazy, but actually they're all pretty good boys and they're doing a good job. But how many folks are finding it hard? One of the things that first responders are seeing right now that is really telling about the whole situation as a whole is we've seen an uptick in domestic violence. Now, that just goes to show so many people need better communication skills, need to be able to identify, hey, these are my needs, these are my wants, these are my issues. And believe me, we all have issues. There is like no shortage of issues. I only gave you a fraction of the number of stupid human moments that I have been seeing in the news just in the past 48 hours. We have loads. We have more than our fair share. I'm just as guilty as anybody else of doing like stupid things. But the one thing I can tell you that I'm constantly working on, and I hope that you will as well, is that as a leader, and I mean this even as a leader in your own home, you need to look up from the gun sights, get away from the emotional overdrive that people are just pushing us into. The media and everyone else is driving this emotional turmoil and chaos almost to the point that we can't think straight. Take your eyeballs off the tunnel vision, look around, take in what's going on, see the truth, deal with certain things that are going to be coming down the pike this week. First and foremost is some of the statistics. One of them is the number of cases that the U.S. is going to see. We recently increased the number of people that we were testing. We changed who we were testing. It's not just the people that are looking like they're on death's door showing up and needing to immediately be treated in the ICU. We've changed it. Now we're doing drive-by testing because you have sniffles and you're concerned. So what that's going to mean is in about 5 to 8 days, we're going to see all the statistics go up dramatically. Total number of cases will absolutely go through the roof. Just like the total number of unemployment claims will also go up because there's a delay. Don't let the media scare you. Don't allow yourself to panic in all of this. Just factor in the truth. There's a delay because of when you test versus when you get the result. When people file the claim versus when that claim is registered in the with the people who collect the statistics and when they actually publish them. It's not instantaneous. Everything else about our society is pretty instantaneous, but this is not one of them. So don't allow other people to drive your emotions. Don't let them drive you into a tizzy and get all upset and think that the sky is falling, the world is over, we're all going to die. I hate to break it to you. We are all going to die, just not today. And probably not tomorrow. But if we set and factor in the lessons to be learned from all of this, there's a lot of people, they find it really, really easy to sit there and cry out to God and say, you know, how could you allow this? Why aren't you rescuing us? Why aren't you intervening? Why aren't you doing something to save all of us? Why aren't you helping? And I kind of feel like God saying, I am. I want you to learn the lesson. Start to save. Start to prepare. Be a better steward. Make sure that when you get in these situations in the future, and they will happen, folks. It happens every generation, some major pandemic or war or something, shortages happen. I can remember my grandparents going through the Dust Bowl and World War II and all of the scrimping and saving and things of that nature that they did. We need to just back off a little bit. We need to save a little bit more. We need to prepare a little bit more. We need to be good stewards. We need to truly appreciate and be grateful for all of the wonderful blessings that we have in our lives. If you got a roof over your head, if you have a TV, and you have a car in your driveway, compared to the rest of the world, you are in the top 1%. And you may be the person who is living paycheck to paycheck. By the rest of the world's standards, you are wealthy. Let that one sink in for a couple of minutes. Folks, we live in just one of the greatest countries in the world. And it's a country that is going to provide all kinds of amazing blessings to us. And what I hope and what I pray for you is that out of all of this, you see it for the amazing blessings that it is. And that you truly embrace everything that God is doing for you in this time period. Now, again, I want to thank my sponsors. It's one of those that Anchor is just an amazing app. They're allowing me to have my voice on this podcast. They're allowing me to get this message out. It's one of those things that I have just been blown away by how easy they've made it. It's such an amazing tool. Again, you can edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. They're going to be in charge of distributing the podcast. It's going to be heard on Spotify, Apple, so many more, even Google. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. But if you want to do this, if you want to jump in, if you got a message you feel like needs to be heard, go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Again, that's anchor.fm to get started. So, folks, I just want to say good luck and good night. I know the Lord is with you, and I absolutely believe in the fact that you are going to be able to overcome any of the challenges that you face. You've been listening to the Stoic Sasquatch. You can find us everywhere the podcasts are posted. Please like us on Apple, iTunes, and anywhere that you download your podcast so we can continue to produce these this amazing content for you. Have a blessed weekend.